Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Bush's body now in Texas. We've got the story.
Two people died in a fiery crash south of Goddard Wednesday night. I'm Matthew Harding.
Two young boys shot in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 50 for the high in Wichita, but it's not going to be that warm today. Our complete forecast and what to expect is coming up.
He's on his way to his final resting place in College Station, Texas. George H.W. Bush was eulogized Wednesday in Washington as the nation mourns the death of its 41st president.
The life and legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush honored.
To us, his was the brightest of a thousand points of light.
His son and 43rd President George W. Bush paying tribute to the 41st Commander-in-Chief, sharing the professional and personal.
The best father a son or daughter could have.
Getting emotional in describing his father's life as about 3,000 attending a service at Washington's National Cathedral looked on. Current President Trump and former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter all on hand to pay their respects. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Two people died in a crash south of Goddard last night.
The crash happened around 8:30 Wednesday night at 183rd Street West in MacArthur. That's about 3.5 miles south of Goddard. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says the driver of a pickup was driving south on 183rd Street West when they ran a stop sign and collided with a semi traveling west on MacArthur. Emergency crews found both vehicles on fire when they arrived at the scene. KSN News reports the driver of the semi was treated for minor injuries. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Two young boys were taken to a hospital after firing a gun in South Wichita, and 26-year-old Delano Rogers has been arrested in the case. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened Tuesday morning.
The investigation revealed the children, their 21-year-old mother, and Rogers arrived at Rogers' home in the 2200 block of South Main. Inside, the children began playing with a handgun, which fired, injuring the children. Rogers then took the children and their mother to the hospital and left.
Officers found Rogers at his home. He's charged with two counts of aggravated child endangerment, interference with judicial process, and drug charges, including possession of marijuana. Investigators also believe they located the handgun from the case in a vehicle in the 700 block of North Minneapolis. The boys, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, had gunshot wounds to their hands. The older boy underwent surgery and remained in the hospital as of Wednesday morning. The younger boy was treated, then placed into police protective custody at the Wichita Children's Home.
Sedgwick County Manager Michael Scholes is out of a job.
The county commission announced Wednesday morning Scholes agreed to resign. He was named county manager in September of 2015. Scholes fell out of favor with the commission recently when it became known that he had cooperated with the FBI as it was investigating members of the commission. Commission Chairman David Dennis read part of a joint statement issued by Scholes and the commission.
Both parties have agreed that it was in Sedgwick County and Mr. Scholes' best interest to part ways. It's time for both parties to look towards the future.
Scholes' resignation was effective November 30th. He'll be paid $205,427 in severance pay. Deputy County Manager Tom Stoltz was appointed interim county manager. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
General Motors CEO took some heat on Capitol Hill after announcing plans to slash thousands of jobs in North America.
GM CEO Mary Barra met with Washington lawmakers Wednesday about why the company is cutting up to 14,000 jobs at North American plants. The company halting production on unpopular models to boost profits.
A strong General Motors is the best way for me to provide and maintain the you know, 90,000 plus jobs that we have across the United States.
Lawmakers from states where plants are closing are asking the company to keep those plants open. Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland's outraged. Since U.S. taxpayers bailed out GM during the Great Recession,
we committed to them, and now they're walking away.
President Trump's threatening to cut subsidies to GM. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Controversial ending for Butler basketball last night. We'll have the highlights coming up in sports.
USA Gymnastics seeks bankruptcy protection. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Incoming Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she is stunned by a state agency's lack of response to a shortage of residential psychiatric beds for children needing care in the state. During a meeting Tuesday of a task force studying the state's child welfare system, Kelly suggested she wants significant changes after she takes office in January, according to reports in the Wichita Eagle. About 140 Kansas children are on waiting lists to receive care at the residential centers, which are known as PRTFs.
Under fire, USA Gymnastics now seeks bankruptcy protection to keep the governing body afloat.
USA Gymnastics filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition in an Indianapolis federal courtroom Wednesday, a move the governing body's recently elected chairwoman of the board of directors said is not a liquidation, but a reorganization. The embattled sports body is attempting to reach settlements in the dozens of sex abuse lawsuits it faces and to forestall its potential loss of governing body status at the hands of the U.S. Olympic Committee. USA Gymnastics has been crumbling following the mountain of legal action brought on by athletes who were abused under the guise of treatment by disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar. The governing body is turning to bankruptcy in an effort to speed things up after failed mediation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A leading social media network is no longer the top spot to work.
Facebook losing its crown after a challenging year and is no longer the top-rated employer based on Glassdoor's 2019 list of the 100 best places to work. After ranking number one last year, Facebook now ranks seventh. Global management company Bain & Company coming in at number one. Glassdoor's rankings are based on many variables, including respondents' overall satisfaction with their employer, compensation and benefits, work-life balance, culture and values, and senior management. Employees are also asked whether they would recommend their employer to a friend and about the company's six-month business outlook. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now, out there in traffic, things looking fairly good as far as things are in Wichita are concerned, but you have some heavier traffic volumes at the moment. Volume's picking up, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down in too many places out there. The gasoline prices, they didn't go down any further, but we've got more stations at that low end, $1.89 a gallon, than we were seeing there yesterday. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Doing well, I guess we're back on the old weather roller coaster. Up and down and up and down, huh?
Yeah, really. 50 degrees yesterday, 30s today, which, you know, when it comes to our low temperatures, you know, of course we've been there before, but the game changer today is we've got a cold front moving through, and what that's going to do is really not give us much of a rebound today where those temperatures are really just going to be just sitting in the 30s. But we don't have much snow to worry about, at least until we get to this weekend. I'm sure even you guys over there at KNSS, you've been kind of keeping up with the forecast and know that we're expecting at least some snow this weekend, but the good news is that it's looking like that storm system should trend a little bit farther south, especially with us being about 48 hours away from that now. So I'll continue to have updates on that in the coming days. Well,
let me interrupt you just quickly here. Is this going to be one of those storms like the last one where it's just going to roll in and roll out pretty quick, you think, or is it going to hang around for a little bit?
Yeah, between it not really moving all that slow, it's those slower systems that tend to dump a lot of snow on areas, especially in this part of the country, and also moisture availability. That's really been our problem with the last few systems that have rolled through. Yes, we're above what we got all of last season, but at the same time, our past few events, including this one, we've had plenty of cold air. That hasn't been the issue. The issue is moisture. We haven't really seen a whole lot of moisture make its way into Kansas with these past few events. And with a lot of moisture pushing into Oklahoma, of course, they're expected to get the worst of this event, especially portions of northern Texas. They're going to get a lot of that moisture, but it's not really going to be able to push it into Kansas all that much or all that well.
Okay.
Because temperatures here, we're going to be around below freezing. That's going to be perfect for at least some accumulating snow, which we may be able to get some, but not as much as what Oklahoma will get. So,
okay.
But even the I will just one more thing, one more detail with these storm systems like this upcoming one. The slightest track could drastically change how much snow we could see or how much snow we won't see. And that's why even a day out, you know, we really have to continue to watch things closely. So I hope everyone out there is really listening and really just continuing to give them a better idea
on
how complicated it is to forecast.
Yeah, and I've talked with you about and other meteorologists in the past. When it comes to snowfall and predicting that, that is one of the toughest, if not the toughest things you try to do, huh?
Yeah, and I think I told you before, it causes us to lose our hair maybe prematurely as well, kind of pulling our hair out a little bit. Yeah, you just let me do all the work with the forecast.
There you go.
I'll go ahead and take care of that for you.
All right,
getting into what we could see today, though, just mostly cloudy skies. I think that's going to be one of the first things you'll notice once you wake up. Open up the blinds, not really a whole lot of sunshine today. And then when you take a step outside, next thing you'll notice, chilly out there. And I mentioned the difference between today is that it's going to stay chilly all day. Cold front coming through, not able to see a whole lot of warming today. Temperatures in the 20s to 30s now. That's exactly where we're going to stay today. High of only 36 for Wichita. We still are going to have a very, very slim chance and maybe seeing a couple of flakes fly or maybe an isolated flurry. That's what we're seeing right around Salina north right now. And a lot of those flurries just making their way slowly but surely tracking south. Again, chances, though, not really all that great. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low of 23. Winds kind of dying down a little bit after a breezy day, making it feel a little bit colder out there. And then still seeing a lot of cloud cover tomorrow, 20% chance of a rain snow shower. Looks like southern Kansas, I think that's going to be the very beginning of this next storm system, with snow really starting to pick up by the time we get in a late day. It's really looking like not until Friday night. I'm really putting my thumb on that. Is when we'll really start to see snow chances pick up, and then continuing through Saturday. Cold tomorrow as well, high of only 33. Right now, 38 degrees, chilly of course. North wind at 18, those winds just picking up as that cold front starts to make its way through only about 30, 45 minutes ago. Visibility at 10 miles where we're just fine, but that wind chill feels more like 28, so it feels about 10 degrees colder than those actual temperatures.
Wow. All right, sounds good. In a way, yeah. At least we know what's going on. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Now 716, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. One of our stories this morning that grabbed my attention is Gordon Basham covering Sedgwick County for us, and the Sedgwick County Commission Chairman, Mr. Dennis, talking about the lack of wind farms in the county. And I guess right across the border in other counties, there are wind farms, but not much activity going on in Sedgwick County. And I've often wondered about that. I imagine a lot of people say, well, we don't really want those big things around here because of the beauty of the area, and they don't want them on the horizon. I'll tell you, in Europe, in Northern Europe, in France and Germany, when Shelley and I were there with the kids a couple of years ago, they're everywhere. And, I mean, those big wind farms with the great big turbines and whatnot, they are everywhere, Ted. They rely on that. They've gone away from the nuclear and
They ruin the scenery for you?
No, not really, because it's not everywhere. But, you know, there are places in northern France and Germany over into Belgium. There are places that it's some of the prettiest country on earth. It's kind of like the Ozarks, only it seems bigger. And it's just beautiful area. I see why they fought wars over that area years and years, but what about these wind farms? I've always said,
you can go to Oklahoma, and they're all over the place.
Down
in Iowa.
Southwest Kansas.
Yeah, I mean.
They're Wyoming. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I started talking about this. I know when you and I went on the air together in 98, I was talking about the fact, why doesn't Kansas capitalize on this wind?
I never understood that.
Here we are 20 years later, we still haven't got our heads out of our rear ends and done anything about it.
Well,
it
ticks me off that every time they build one of these wind farms, they always say, and we're going to sell the power to Missouri
somebody
and
else.
Illinois. Well, why don't we use it for us and lower our electric bills.
That's what
makes me mad.
There should be a payoff. I mean, if people in Alaska get paid a government check every year because of the, you know, the energy up there, and it should be, you know, why is it just Westar is the only people who can profit from this? Why isn't it you and I? I've always wanted to put a big old wind turbine in my backyard, go up about 20 feet and just generate all I want.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not legal. Anyway, the wind's out there. It's a renewable source. I mean, we could be tapping into that.
Yeah, in a state like this.
You would think. All right, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. We do have some Thursday night football coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, getting the week started in the NFL tonight in Nashville. The Tennessee Titans hosting the last-place Jacksonville Jaguars. Tennessee, only 4 weeks to go, still has to climb over four teams if it wants to make the playoffs. Tennessee is desperate for a win tonight. 7 o'clock, Titans-Jags. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO men's basketball last night. Butler Community College on the road visiting Dodge City. And it was a thriller to the very end. Of course, Dennis Higgins had the call last night on Sports Radio KFH. Butler with the ball, down by two, with time running out.
Across the timeline, drives to the lane. His layup attempt is no good. A follow dunk by Coley before the buzzer. And we are tied 76. No, they're waving it off. Oh, my goodness. One official has waved it off, and he's running off the floor. That dunk went through. Coley with a follow dunk. And the Grizzlies were celebrating, and one official of the three ran over and said no, it was after the buzzer. What an ending to the ball game. The Grizzlies are going to lose 76-74.
I'm a little worried about Dennis.
Dennis nearly apoplectic last night.
He got excited. That's all right. That's
well,
good.
Yeah, that's the drama of sports right there. That's why you listen to those games. Uh-huh. Butler falling just short by a couple of points. The dunk at the buzzer not allowed by the referees. Butler takes the loss on the road last night.
Wow.
Better results for Friends University men on the road last night. They went down and beat undefeated 14th-ranked Southwestern, 82-76. Jordan Murdoch, the senior for Friends, who went to Southeast and Hutchinson Community College. Second in the nation in scoring. He's averaging 30 points a game. He put up 35 last night. 35 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, leading Friends to that upset win on the road last night. Back-to-back wins for the Friends men. NBA basketball last night. The Washington Wizards went on the road, going to Atlanta, beat the Hawks 131-117. The first two guys off the bench for the Wizards, the sixth and seventh man, former Kansas Jayhawks. Kelly Oubre is the sixth man for the Wizards, 19 points. Markieff Morris next off the bench for 12 points. Wizards won three in a row. They're in the number nine spot right now in the Eastern Conference. And a happy birthday today, a little baseball birthday for Kevin Apier, who is 51 years old today. Played for both the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wranglers. All-star. 1 year, he led the American League in earned run average, 115 games for the Kansas City Royals during his long stint with them. 169 wins altogether in the big leagues. Happy birthday to Kevin Apier, former Wrangler, former Royal, 51 today.
I got my one question for you this morning. This Jordan Murdoch, who's playing so well for Friends, is any relation to Mitchell Murdoch, who played at Heights back in my day?
Well, I don't know
and
the answer. I doubt it.
Okay. All right. Okay. No,
I think he's related to Johnny Murdoch.
Okay.
A great player from Wichita City, from South. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, he's related to somebody, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right, Ted. Thank you.
You can check with him. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right. 7:22, Steve and Ted. A family 4-pack to Illuminations at Botanica. I've got that for you right now. 869-1330. A family 4-pack to Illuminations. And also, we've got a gift certificate, $20 gift certificate from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Nice, yeah.
Be caller number 6 at 869-1330. 869-1330. You can go to Illuminations and get some Freddy's. Steve and Ted, 7:22 now. And coming up, we've got Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Harvard newspaper says they should hire more conservatives. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And let's talk some Chiefs football.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.